This Week in the Civil War, on Friday, June 12, 1863, Confederate Vice President Alexander Stevens, at home in Crawfordville, Georgia, offered by letter to President Jefferson Davis to undertake a mission to Washington, D.C. to correct understanding and agreement between the two governments. Stevens acknowledged that no adjustment could be made that did not admit the right of each state to determine its own destiny. The Vice President, disenchanted with the Confederate national government he helped to create, had publicly criticized the Davis government over the issue of states' rights. Davis had little use for Stevens, but recognized the advantage of having an emissary on site when Lee invaded the American North. Davis authorized Stevens' mission, but defined it as a mission of humanity which had few, if any, political aspects. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.